Okay, hi, this is Vivian, and this is my Teach This topic. And so we will start off with section A. And so a chemical reaction is the process where chemicals react to form products with different compositions than the original reactants. And there are a couple different signs that a chemical reaction is occurring, and this includes bubbling, which is the gases being produced, precipitate, which is solids being formed, a change in color, a change in temperature, and light being produced. And so the five main types of chemical reactions include synthesis, which is when multiple compounds join together to form a single compound, decomposition, which is when a single compound breaks down or decomposes into multiple compounds. A single replacement is when a more reactive element takes a similar element's spot in a compound. A double replacement is the positive and negative ions in two compounds take each other's spot, where they kind of like switch around, kind of. And then combustion is like compounds containing agency, which are fuel, react with oxygen to form carbon dioxide and water. And so the reaction I'll be focusing on today is the reaction between aluminum oxide and hydrochloric acid. And so this reaction looks a bit similar to a double replacement reaction when you're looking at the equation, but it's an acid-base reaction. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do when we're taking the products is take a look at the compounds. And so we have aluminum oxide, which is Al2O3, which is a solid, and hydrochloric acid, which is HCl. And so to start predicting the products, we have to start looking at the charges. And so aluminum has a charge of positive 3, oxygen has a charge of negative 2, hydrogen has a charge of positive 1, and chlorine has a charge of negative 1. And so when you're looking at this equation, you want it, since you're like kind of swapping the two, the negative ions, or you could say you're swapping the positive ions, it doesn't really matter, but you want to see kind of what the ratio you want is. And so since for aluminum, you want to pair aluminum with chlorine, but aluminum is a positive 3 and chlorine is only a negative 1, and so you'll know you want 3 chlorines for each aluminum in the equation. And the same applies for the hydrogen and the oxygen. And so the oxygen this time is the negative 2. And so to pair it with the hydrogen, you know you'll need 2 hydrogens for each oxygen. And so now that you have your predicted products, which is aluminum chloride, which is AlCl3, and water, which is H2O, you can start balancing your equation. And to do that, we're going to start, we can look back at those ratios. And so you know that you need 2 H's for each O, and looking at your reactants, you can see that there's Al2O3, so you're going to need, there's going to be at least 3 O's. And so to balance that out, since you need 2 H's for each O, you'll multiply that 3 by 2, and you'll get 6. And so you can start with adding a 6 in front of your hydrochloric acid, which would make it 6HCl. And so when you look to the other side, you can start kind of do the mixy-matchy type thing. And so you know that you have enough to make 3 H2Os, and then you can arrange your aluminum and your chlorine. You can see that the ratio, luckily here, is a perfect ratio. And so you'll have 2 aluminum chlorides in this as your product. Alright, and so your final equation would read out to be Al2O3, which is a solid, and 6HCl, which is aqueous, would react to form 2AlCl3, which is aqueous, and 3H2O, which is a liquid. And so putting this equation into words would be solid aluminum oxide reacts with aqueous hydrochloric acid to form aqueous aluminum chloride and liquid water. All right, moving on to section C. You can tell this reaction is an acid-base reaction that does occur by looking at the reactants and the products of this reaction. And so the reactants consist of the acid, which is the hydrochloric acid, and a base, which is the aluminum oxide. And since the products consist of a salt, which is an aluminum chloride, and water, which matches up with the format of an acid-base reaction, this would indicate that this reaction does occur and is an acid-base reaction. And so this last section, section D, is for a more visual learner audience. And so we have the key, which has a red heart as aluminum, an orange heart fittingly as oxygen, a yellow heart as hydrogen, and a green heart as chlorine. And so you can see each of the amounts from the balanced equation represented here as colored hearts. And so yeah, that's all. Thank you for listening to my Teach This topic, and I hope you have a lovely day or night, depending on whatever time you are listening to this. All right, goodbye.